Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
.49 Got about 10 minutes to go. Last call time on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Back on the Fan. 15 years ago. Sometimes I still think about that. That's amazing when you think about that ride. 15 years. Mark Wilson, Rob Parker, cast of thousands, right over there across from us, side of the glass. How's EP doing? You all right? You good? Okay.
He's getting the hang of it, you know?
Got a little tiger hat going, a little tiger,
thingy. Ski cap,
Mark. Ski cap on, a little thingy, a little tiger thingy, just in time for opening day. How about those Tigers, man? 12-3, lose to the Braves today. I'm telling you, you know, you can say all you want. That spring training doesn't matter, and I'll give you the best example why spring training does not matter. 1984, this is the 30th anniversary. We said we're going to follow this thing. We're going to do it like a 30th anniversary thing, brought to you by Comerica Bank, all through the season. Like, go through the games, what happened on this day in 1984.
Yep.
That spring, the Tigers went 11-17 in spring training. That last week before they went north, before they went to Minnesota for the opener, Jack Morris couldn't have been worse. Petrie was terrible. Guys weren't hitting. Chet Lomon was brutal. Howard Johnson was probably, people forget that Howard Johnson
Hojo
was on that 84 team. Sparky did not play him in the postseason. He got one postseason at bat, I think. Maybe one in the World Series. That was it. And then he was out the next year. Went on to be a 40-30 guy, homers and steals for the Mets. But Howard Johnson was the original starting third baseman all year for the 84 Tigers until the postseason. Then Marty Castillo took over. That was a strange move by Sparky.
That was. I mean, all year he was the guy, and then all of a sudden Hojo did something because Sparky just said, okay, you're not playing.
So think about this. 11-17 in Lakeland, the spring games in 84, and they bust out 35-5. Bust out! Couldn't have been better.
Yeah, but they weren't good after that.
No, they were about 500 after that.
Right.
30 games over, then 500.
Right. Once you start 35-5, as a kid, Mark, even, you know, not growing up here, I mean, everybody in America knew 35-5 and Monday Night Baseball and all this stuff. Am I right? It was huge.
It was a big deal that year. They got off to incredible leads. So that spring training meant nothing. The spring games meant nothing. Let's fast forward three more years to 87 when the Tigers won the East. Well, this is better first. Hold on. In 1984, Rob, you remember. Give me the four division winners of that year, 1984.
1984?
Yeah, the four division winners.
Well, we obviously know the Padres were
one. Padres, Tigers. Tigers played who in the ALCS?
Minnesota.
No.
Oh, no, in 84 you said. Tigers played.
I'm not meaning to get you.
Because the Tigers were in the East. I know that. In 84, who did they play? A California team?
No.
I have no idea.
Kansas City,
okay.
Okay, played the Royals and swept them.
I don't remember that series at all.
No, it was a sweep. It was nothing. Non-script series.
I don't remember that
series. And who did the Padres play to get to the World Series?
Cubs.
The Cubs.
I remember that. Cubs were up 2-0.
Yeah, well, yeah, they had the infamous
2-0 mark, and what was the next three games? Chicago.
No.
No?
No, 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 because the first game was the famous Sutcliffe and a homer. And then Steve Trout pitched. They actually went back to San Diego, back to Chicago. And then the one
Bull Durham. Weren't they up
2-0? They're up 2-0, but they were at Wrigley,
okay.
Not in San Diego.
Okay.
That's the Ryne Sandberg MVP year. Tell me three of the four, I'll just say it, three of the four teams that won divisions had the three worst records in spring training.
Is that right?
The Tigers, the Cubs, the Padres. Kansas City was 14-10 in the spring. They had the best of the four teams' spring training records. Go to 1987. Tigers win the East. Last day against Toronto. Frank Tanana, 1-0. Great game against Manny Lee and the Blue Jays. They go to the postseason. They had the absolute worst record in spring training that year. 9-20. So if you base it on spring training games, you're wasting your time.
Well, you don't. Spring training, you can't base a lot of stuff on that anyway. You don't know who's playing, and guys play a couple of innings, and then they come out, and a lot of kids, and guys will never have a cup of coffee or a sweet roll in the big leagues are playing. So you really can't base it on that, but you have to look at the team. All I'm going to tell you, and Mark, you know, coming up on Friday, we'll do our baseball preview, where we'll just talk baseball, break down divisions, break down teams, tell you about the Tigers, and figure something out. I'm going to tell you, I just don't feel good about the Tigers. I didn't like what they did. We didn't talk about this.
Yet. Hold on. I'm going to interrupt you because today Danny Wirth, Hernan Perez were sent down. So now that leaves you two shortstops. Here's what you got.
And you thought Danny Wirth, after he hit that home run the other day, was going to be the starting shortstop.
And all of a sudden, boom, baby, he's down in the minors.
They don't like either one of those guys. That's amazing for them. Well, they made two trades in 2 days, and they got rid of, sent those guys down.
I mean, if you're Danny Wirth, forget Hernan Perez. He hasn't been here long enough. Wirth has been here long enough. You just got to go, well, dude.
Can you release me?
Yeah, please.
No,
Please release me, Mark. Let me go.
How many at-bats you had last year, Danny Wirth?
Dude, I'm just doing Engelbert Humperdinck.
Unbelievable.
Please,
they don't know who he is.
Please release me.
How many?
What?
Didn't Danny Wirth have four at-bats last year? I mean, it's another year wasted. Here, the starting shortstop goes down, Mark. They have no room at the end for you. I have one more question. EP, did those tickets go or no?
Oh, no.
Nobody? Okay,
nobody.
We're good.
Alex Gonzalez and Andrew Romine will be your shortstops, I'm assuming. The two guys they just got in trade. You're relying on a 37-year-old. This is not, I'm sorry, this ain't Peralta. This ain't Iglesias. This is a 37-year-old who played for Dombrowski, and Dombrowski drafted in 1998 in Florida. That's how long ago this guy's been around.
Just like when he brought, what was the shortstop who came from Renteria, who bombed
Renteria.
Who also was a Dombrowski
guy. Played for him in Florida.
But he bombed here, Mark, and then he goes to San Francisco. What was he, the MVP? When they won the World Series.
Yeah. He was great. And Romine is only here because Omar Vizquel, was scouting the Angels and said, you ought to go after him. So they brought in
But I think he's pretty cool, Romine, because any time they name lettuce after you, I mean, come on. Yeah, how could you not
be cool? You remember his dad, Kevin Romine, I think played for the Yankees for a minute, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he did.
There's two Romines playing in the majors. Andrew's got a brother, too. So that's your shortstop. Tyler Collins has finally made the team, it looks like. This is about three springs in a row we've tried to get Tyler Collins into the majors. He upped the ante on the power last year in the minors. So now Tyler Collins looks like he'll share left field with Rajai Davis, with Andy Dierks. This is not how you win a championship. This platoon stuff doesn't work that often. If you're not definitively set on guys, if it's going to be like a shared thing with Gonzalez because he's 37, so you want to play him all the time, and Romine, we're going to share left field. You're going to end up sharing catcher because there's no way Alex Avila's playing 155 games. So that's three positions you're going to share on the baseball field. We don't know what Castellanos is going to do. He's a rookie.
Good luck.
And you didn't even like him last year.
Good luck to Brad Ausmus because, Mark, they get off to a bad start with this team, and I'm telling you, people will not be happy. Talk about the small ball, and they don't score runs, and they don't do this and do that and all that, and Cabrera's not pitched to. Watch and see how people will react. They will not be happy. Not.
Well, I don't disagree, and that's why, you know, we're kind of being this. I wish we could disagree more on what I'm not going to sit here and kind of glad hand the Tigers on what I think is going to happen this season.
You've never done that.
We don't
play that game.
How about the year in 08 when I picked them to finish last?
That was
on opening day.
And me and you had a big argument.
Because you thought I was crazy.
I said, Mark, I agree with you that they're not that good or whatever, but I said to you, how could you pick them last? There's no way. I said to you, there's no way they're going to finish last.
That's my best one ever.
That was your best one.
Because that was opening day. I didn't wait like 2 weeks in.
No, it was bad.
That was an opening day. All right, look, that's going to do it for us again. Check everything out. Go to WDFN.com when this show is over. If you want to send someone, they can hear the whole show all over again. Maybe you just loved it so much you want to hear another 3 hours. You can hear past shows. You can hear it on our site, too. You can see it on ParkerTheMan.com and also PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, PSTN. Check our Twitter and Facebook.
All that stuff. People have been great so far, Mark. You know that? Another fun show. Loved it. Here comes the good part. Here comes the good part.
Christmas Day in December that I told you all through thick and thin. On up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend.
Thank all your people.
All right, Mark. You know, we wouldn't be able to do this fine little program without EP, Chris, and Matt, everybody else helping out. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow with the Wednesday show. I can't believe we're on to day three. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann, recorded live in front of a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. See you later.
Mark?
Yo!
NBC, you later. Mm-hmm.
Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.